This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Yeah, you might have missed it, but yesterday was American Heart Association's National Walk Day. They designate the first Wednesday of April as National Walk Day every year to remind us about the health benefits of taking a walk. New study finds that a 10-minute walk can be just as good for your health as a 50-minute run or an hour-long gym sessions. You just need to do those quick walks to get the results. I actually love to walk. Prefer biking, though. There's a rise in multi-screening. What is it? It's when you use a handheld device while simultaneously watching a TV show. My wife hates this. 60% of respondents say they frequently multi-screen, and 70% admit that even though it affects their ability to focus on what they're watching on TV, they do it anyway. So what is America doing in its spare time? Talked yesterday about baseball viewership, expected to be at a 9-year low. Just came off a football season with historical low viewership. And I guess we're not reading much either. New study found 25% of Americans say they haven't read a book in the last 12 months. That includes print, electronic, even audio books. Why not me? Pasta's okay. What? New research out of Toronto says no, pasta does not contribute to weight gain. The study says traditional carbohydrates like pasta, rice, breads are often implicated in the obesity epidemic. But the fact is, reasonable servings of good quality whole grain pastas and breads can actually help you lose weight, if included in a healthy plan of diet and exercise. Yep. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Wallet Hub just released the results of their study about the most and least stressed states. Top on the list, Louisiana, New Mexico, and West Virginia. Least stressed, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Utah. Just in case you wonder, Michigan is right smack in the middle between the two. Speaking of stress, ever lost it on somebody at work? New word out, more than half of us say we've lost our temper at work, and likely it's at a coworker, not the boss. 21% have lost it with a customer. Survey also found 45% of us have cried at work before because of stress or something else going on. Third of managers say that's just fine because it shows we're human, as long as it's not a regular thing. Looking for a job, Netflix is looking to hire someone who's really, really good at binge-watching TV shows. They're trying to fill a position with the title, quote, Editorial Analyst Originals, unquote. Job responsibilities include watching television series, specials, and movies, and then tagging, rating, and writing summaries for other viewers. Sounds like pretty good work, if you can get it. Well, this is encouraging. Scientists in England say we swallow 114 pieces of plastic with every meal. Most of those are microscopic synthetic plastic fibers from household furnishings that float among the house dust. Can you believe that some idiots still believe that the world is flat? Somebody just polled over 8,000 people to find out how common the whole flat earth theory is, and the results were surprising. 2% of Americans still say they think it's flat. 1 in 50 think all the evidence that says it's round is just a worldwide conspiracy. Another 14% said they either have doubts the earth is round or they're just not sure. Adults 18 to 24 are the most likely to say they think the earth is flat. 4% say they've always believed it. Another 30% say they either have doubts or they're not sure. Good to know, though, 84% of us say we have no doubt the earth is round. That includes 94% over the age of 55. There's a neighborhood watch meeting in Columbia Township tonight, 7 o'clock at the Township Hall on CR 388 in Grand Junction. The meeting will be about problem solving and growing questions of concern in the area. A complete police report of activities in the area will also be given to those who were there. It's a great opportunity to be informed rather than say, I didn't know about that or what happened. Refreshments will be served tonight, 7 o'clock, Columbia Township Hall Neighborhood Watch Meeting. Knucklehead news out of Phoenix, where a 40-year-old woman named Sharon Dobbins wanted her 16-year-old to wake up early Sunday morning and go to church for Easter. Or she says, quote, I said, get up, it's Jesus Day. But when he wouldn't get out of bed, she tased him. He told her he was calling the cops, and she told him, quote, you can't call police. You need to be with Jesus right now. When the cops got there, Shannon said she didn't tase her son. She just sparked the taser to wake him up. But the two marks on his leg from where she zapped him were enough for her to be arrested. She's facing a charge of child abuse. Oh, by the way, she didn't go to church on Sunday either. She spent the day in jail. The Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about? Send it to me, please. Paul at WCSY.com. You can fax it, 637-2675. Drop the info off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Search Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM on Facebook and leave us a message or tweet at Cozy FM. Daily Buzz podcast on great podcasting outlets like iTunes and Google Play. And, of course, on our website at WCSY.com. Become a subscriber of the Daily Buzz. Say it with me. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Friday! Make it a great day.